The Gemara in Gittin Daf Yutes is discussing, the Mishnah and the entire Gemara on Daf Yutes is discussing the writing of the get. What ink is used, what material is used, and it's Mavur and the Sugya, the Gemara compares the writing, the act of writing and the written word of get to Hilchis Shabbos, because one of the Malachas on Shabbos is also Koisev, and we see that the Gemara parallels on few different issues, Ksiva, the act of writing, or Ksav, the written word of get and Hilchis Shabbos, and maybe a few other halachic implications. The Mishnah says on Daf Yutes, Bakoil Koisvin, you can write the get with any ink, B'dioi, B'sam, B'sikra, B'kumus, U'b'kankantoin. U'v'chol dover shushel kayoma, any ink that's lasting. As opposed to, you can't write a get with loy b'mashkin, loy b'meperis, not with fruit juices, and a ksav that's not miskayim. The Mishnah also continues on what you could write the get. The parchment could be on anything. Al ha'koil koisvin, al ha'ola shel zayis, even on a leaf of an olive tree. You can write on anything. And again, we're going to see in the Gemara that the Gemara compares ksiva of Shabbos and ksiva of Gittin. But Tosfos on Daf Chof Aleph brings a Tosefta that even though the Mishnah says you can write a get on an Ola Shel Zayis, on the leaf of a tree, of an olive tree, but Tosfos brings a Tosefta, you cannot write a get on the leaf of an onion. Al Ola Shel Kreishin Ubitzolin, the olive rodema, a petal of a rose. You can't write it on an onion, on a peel of an onion. Because that's a dover she'ene miskayim. The Tosefta is saying that the same way you can't use ink that's not miskayim, not lasting, also the parchment, ola shel zayis is the limit, and a leaf of an olive tree, not the leaf of onions and rose petals. That Tosefta brings from the Tosefta. What's interesting, that the Rambam, in Hilchis Shabbos, when he's discussing by ksiva of Shabbos, he makes this notation that you can write, if you shouldn't, but on Shabbos, if you write on an Ola Shel Zayis, that's a malacha. On Ola Shel Batzel, on an onion, that's not. Because for Shabbos, it has to be on a Davar Miskayim. In Hilchis Gittin, the Rambam doesn't bring it. So the Achronim discuss it, the Divrei Yecheskel and other Achronim discuss this issue, and they say a point, which we're going to come across a few times in our discussion, that Hilchis Shabbos is different in the sense that Hilchis Shabbos needs a chashivus of a davar miskayim. And maybe that's why an onion peel is no good. And let's say it more acutely, it's not because of the halacha of writing. It's considered the written word even if it's on an onion peel. It's not an act of writing that's missing if it's on an onion peel. For get, it would be a considered writing. Maybe for other halachic issues we'll soon see also. For Shabbos, this that an onion peel is no good is not so much an issue in the malacha of kaisiv per se, but bechlal, because Hilchis Shabbos requires more of a chashivas, because of malachas machshavas requires more, and that's why an onion peel won't be kaisiv for Hilchis Shabbos. Just to throw out, we're going to an idea we're going to use soon. Also, there's a third issue of kaisiv that's negeya, that's relevant, is for the isser of mechikas shein. It's usher, if Hashem's name is written, Yudke Vovke, it's written on a paper, it's usher to erase it. It's a lav, it's an isser, the raisa, mechikas shame. What would be if a Yudke Vovke was written on an onion peel? Would that be mechikas shame? Is that considered a written word of mechikas shame? Something to think about. There's a halacha that's mentioned already in the Rishonim. Let's say a person wrote a get with dioi, with the proper ink, but it's still wet. It's ksav lach. The ink is still wet. Is the get kosher? Of course, you can wait a few minutes and wait till it dries, but you didn't. You gave the get when it was ksav lach. It was wet ink. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezer, in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, from the Rishonim, the Mordcha, and other Rishonim bring this, that a get, if the ink is wet, ksav lach is not good for get. There's two reasons, though, mentioned in the Rishonim. The Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch, brings two reasons why for get ksav lach wouldn't be good. One reason is because it's ksav sheyochel lehizdayif. Since it's still wet, you can still, you know, play around with it and maybe change the nusach of the get. So it's ksav sheyochel is da'i. It's a concept we haven't gotten. Lefi zeh, it's a halacha in get. Another reason that's brought down in the Rishonim, that the Gra brings, because that's not a ksav miskayim. The same way we see you can't use fruit juices, you also can't use di'oi if it's still wet. It's not ksav. It's not ksiva, it's not ksav if the ink is still wet. There's difference between the two reasons on both accounts. Let's talk about Hilchas Shabbos again. This is already a lengthy issue in Hilchas Shabbos, which I don't want to get bogged down with. But if someone does a malacha on Shabbos, such as he puts something in the oven, malacha of oife, if he does it 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, there is a discussion that maybe you're not mechal Shabbos. It didn't start baking and cooking till after Shabbos ended. Of course, then there's the question, so how are you ever chayiv for planting for Maiteya? It doesn't really take root till 3 days later. And I don't think you're chayiv if you planted on Wednesday. But there is this concept by Hilchas Shabbos. So I ask, what would be if someone wrote on Shabbos 5 minutes before Shabbos was over and the ink is still wet? If you're going to tell me that wet ink is not ksiva, it could very well be he won't be considered mechal Shabbos. But if the reason why wet ink is no good is not considered ksiva for get is a get issue because it's a ksav sheyochel isdayif, that doesn't have any relevance to Hilchas Shabbos, then it could be that for Hilchas Shabbos, wet ink is still written, the written word, and it is chil Shabbos, just for get, it's not considered a ksiva. There's also an opposite nafkamina. If by get, if the reason is only ksav sheyochel isdayif because it could be forged, what if a person is using a get with Eidei Mesira? If the get is being given with Eidei Mesira, not with Eidei Chasima, then we're not worried about it being forged. We're anyways relying on the Eidei Mesira. That would be an opposite nafkamina about ksav lach. Another issue that's brought down in the sugya is the concept of chok toiches, which is, here the Gemara is discussing when something is engraved, and there's different ways of engraving, whether it's done directly or indirectly. But I want to stick to ink. When a person writes a word, a letter, or a word with ink, there is the simple way of writing with ink that you write, it's a white parchment or paper, and you write, you know, write out the letter with the ink. But there's another way of writing with chok toiches. You blotch a whole bunch of ink on the paper, and then you scratch out the ink, and you leave over the shape of the letter. And this can be done in two ways. You can carve out the ink, and what you're left with is the white letter. You carve out the ink around and around, and you're left with a blank parchment in the shape of the Aleph Beis. But I want to discuss a different way. When you put a whole blotch of ink, and then you scratched out the ink, and you left a black letter of Aleph Beis. But that's not direct writing. That's chok toiches. It's not pashit that that's considered ksiva for Shabbos. It's not pashit that that would be good for get. And it could be there's a parallel here. This leads to a huge discussion in Hilchas Shabbos if someone has a ches, which is really two zions, and he takes off the roof, the dag of the ches, and he suddenly indirectly has two letters written. That's ksiva al yedei chok toiches. Is that considered a malacha for Shabbos? It's a discussion in the Rishonim in Hilchas Shabbos. I'm paralleling that to get. Would chok toiches be good by get? And I would even throw in, let's go again to our third issue, Mechikas Shem. If someone has a Yudke Vovke that was written through Chok Toiches, maybe it wouldn't be also to erase it. I'm not suggesting it, but maybe there wouldn't be the Lav the Erisa of Mechikas Shem. But that depends. Is Chok Toiches, maybe it's not considered a Maisik Siva. You didn't do the act of writing. And let's see, for Hilchas Shabbos, it requires the act of the Malacha of writing. And since it was done indirectly, it wasn't the act of writing. But is chok toiches not a written word? Meaning it's not a maisa ksiva, but it's a ksav. It's not the act of writing, but there is a written word there. And therefore, again, this is a discussion in the Acharonim, but it's possible that for mechikas shem, for the isser of erasing Hashem's name, a chok toiches writing would be considered ksav. But whether chok toiches is just not a maisik siva or it's not even a ksav. So we've discussed various forms of writing and discussed their practical halachic applications so far to three halachic issues: the writing of a get, the act of writing on Shabbos, and whether it's considered a written yudke vavke, a shame of Hashem, for relevant for the isra of mechikas shame. The Gemara discusses the sugya on Daf Yutes of Dioy al gabi sikra, Dioy al gabi Dioy. There are two kinds of ink. Let's make it simple. There's, let's call it the black ink and red ink. Dioy, we'll say, is black ink, and sikra is red ink. The Gemara is discussing, what if a person wrote a layer of black writing, and on top of that wrote sikra, he put the red on top. That's sikra al gabi dioy. That is dioy al gabi sikra, the black on top of the red. There's also black on black, dioy al gabi dioy, and red on red, sikra al gabi sikra. The Gemara discusses this in reference to Hilchas Shabbos and in reference to Gittin. It's mavur in the Gemara, and we're going to see there are various shitas how to approach this, but the Gemara says that for Hilchas Shabbos, Dioy al Gabi Dioy is nothing. Meaning if there was already a written word, and on Shabbos you wrote on top of that word, just with another coating of black ink, that's not the Malacha of Shabbos. Dioy al Gabi Dioy is not a Malacha on Shabbos. Sikra al Gabi Sikra is not a Malacha on Shabbos. That's what it says here in the Gemara, on Daf Yutes, in our sugya. And it's also a Mishnah, Mifureshes, in Gemara Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Dalet. Ksav al gabi ksav. The Mishnah doesn't discuss if it's black or red, but the Mishnah says, ksav al gabi ksav is pater. If it was already a written word and you just wrote another layer, you're not chayiv for Hilchas Shabbos. It's not considered writing. That's Mavur in the Gemara here, and that's Mavur in Mishnah and Shabbos. The Gemara, though, says that Dioy al Gabi Sikra, black on top of the red, is Chilul Shabbos. Not only is it Chilul Shabbos, it's a double Chilul Shabbos. You're also considered a Koisev. It said anywhere, not a Yud Kevavki, it said the word Ruvain, the name Ruvain. It already was written in red. And on top of that, you took black ink and wrote again the word Ruvain. You did the malacha of Koisev on Shabbos. You also did Moichik. You erased the red layer. And even though there's a requirement for the Isser of Mechika on Shabbos needs Moichik al Manas Lichtoiv, you can't just erase things. It has to be for the purpose of writing. If there was a purpose in erasing the red, you got the black there. So you have two malachas. You have Moichik and Koisev. That, the Gemara says, Pashid, Diyoy al Gabi Sikra will be Moichik and Koisev. What about Sikra al Gabi Dioy? That's a question in the Gemara. It's not considered Koisev, and it's a question in the Gemara if it's considered Moichik, or maybe it's Makalka. The Gemara asks that we see that for Get, Dioy al Gabi Sikra is no good. And the Gemara wants to know why. Why for Hilchas Shabbos was Dioy al Gabi Sikra Ksav, and for Get not? And the Gemara answers, which is saying, don't be so quick to jump to the idea that you can compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Gittin. Although it's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns, you can in fact compare Hilchas Gittin to Hilchas Shabbos. And Rashi learns, the Gemara is suggesting that even in Hilchas Shabbos, we're not positive that it's Malacha. We're not sure. And you won't bring a carbon. It's maybe Chulun Azara. Maybe it's not a Malacha of Shabbos. Misafek, since we're in doubt, it's not. You're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. But we don't know if it's Vivadai a Malacha. And also forget. It's better not to have a get written like that because we're Misupik. We don't know. It's questionable whether it has the status of Kosev. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos brings down that Yoel Gabi Sikra is Chayiv Shtayim. Dioy al Gabi Sikra is in fact a malacha of Koisiv, and it's also a malacha of Moichik. And for Gittin, it's not good. The Rambam obviously reads the Gemara differently. It's v'chimit nesha anu medamin nasa maisa. Just because for Hilchas Shabbos we consider it ksiva, it doesn't mean for Hilchas Get we'll consider it ksiva. Why? We already have seen differences from Shabbos to Get, but we saw an opposite difference. We saw about writing on an onion peel. But there was the opposite. We said, forget, it's enough. But for Shabbos, we require more. There we need a chashivas of a davar miskayim. Here we see an opposite svara. The oil gabi sikra for hilchis get is not a ksiva. But for Shabbos, it will be chayiv. There are various svaras in the Achronim. I think the Merkevas HaMishnah says maybe Du'el Gabi Sikra is only a toilda, it's not an av malacha. So for Shabbos, a toilda malacha is enough, but it won't be the av, and for a get, you need the chashivas of ksiva. Or they throw in that you have to take into consideration the concept of maleches machshevas. And in Shabbos, since there's a new, better, blacker, darker coating, that's enough. The Chassam Sofer throws in a practical difference. The malacha of Kaisav in the Beis HaMikdash was on the krushim, on the beams of the Mishkan, where they had to know how to fit one beam into the other, and there would be a simon of a letter or two on each beam to know. Let's say someone wrote the wrong letter. If it originally was in red, he would try to make sure now you realize you're writing, it's the which keresh it is. It's the 17th one from the Nitzad Mizrach, so he would write it over thicker in black. That's why Dioy Gabi Dioy we don't find in the Mishkan. There would be no reason of rewriting the same thing again. It would have to be Dioy Gabi Sikra. And that's why we find it in Hilchas Shabbos, even though it's not per se a ksiva for Gittin. I was just thinking now, Dioy Gabi Sikra, what would be Lagabi Mechikas Shem? And what I mean is like this, I don't know, with modern technology maybe it's possible, someone wrote a Yudke Vofke in red, and then on top of it, he wrote again Yudke Vofke in black. And then you erase just the black coating. Is that going to be an Isra of Mechik Hashem? Or what would be with Dioil Gabi Dioil? You need even more modern technology for that. But if you would be able to peel off, and you would be able to know that you only scraped off the upper layer. For Dioil Gabi Dioil, we're saying it's not Ksiva, not for Hilchas Shabbos, not for Gittin. And here I only erased the upper level. Would that be Mechik Hashem? I'm not sure. But the oil gabi sikra, according to the Rambam, for Shabbos it is ksiva, and only for gittin it's not. That's the oil gabi sikra. For Shabbos it's moichik and it's kaisif. Sikra al gabi dioy. Sikra al gabi dioy is moichik. The question is, where is the Moichik almanas lichtoiv. So Taisus brings a svara because after you put the sikra coating, you can rewrite a better black coating than you would have been able to had it not been the red in between. So there you chayv al moichik, but it certainly wouldn't be a ksiva for get. Now I want to focus on dioy al gabi dioy. This is a complex issue in the Rishonim I want to touch upon. It looks pretty clear cut. That Dioy al Gabi Dioy is not a ksav. It's not kosher for get. It's not Chilul Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Ksav al Gabi. Ksav is putter. It looks simple enough. We want to know if you would erase the upper level, would it be Mechikas Shem? Okay. But off the bat, Ksav al Gabi. Ksav doesn't have a status of ksav. All the Rishonim, Tosfos on our page on Daf Yates, and all of the Rishonim over here, and also the Rishonim in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, they all ask a question from a Gemara on Daf Chof, which we just had. The Gemara on Daf Chof is discussing Ksiva Sefer Torah, writing the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara discusses a fellow who, in the Sefer Torah, he was up to the word Yudke Vavke. He was supposed to write Hashem's name. And he made a double mistake, interestingly enough. He thought he was supposed to write Yehuda. And not Yudkei Vavkei. Mistake. He didn't have in mind to write Hashem's name. He thought he was supposed to write Yehuda. He also made another mistake. He forgot to write the Dalad. So he lucked out and he has the Yudkei Vavkei available there. But when he wrote it, he did not have Lishma. You have to write a Yudkei Vavkei with the proper kavanas that you're writing Hashem's name. This fellow, who made this double mistake, thought he was writing Yehuda. Niskaven lichtov Yehuda. And then he also forgot the Dalad. He has a Yudkei Vavkei. But it's not a kosher Yudkei Vavkei. It wasn't written Lishma. What should he do now? The Gemara brings down that you can take more Dioy and rewrite the Yudke Vavke. The second time, you'll have in mind it will be Lishma. And you're having in mind now it's Lishma. Now you have a kosher Sefer Torah, you have a Yudke Vavke. Sefer Torah, of course, is written with Dioy. The first layer was Dioy, and the second layer is Dioy. Why is that Yudke Vavke? Why is it a kosher Sefer Torah? It's not written. The lower layer wasn't written lishma. The upper layer, I'll be blunt, is not written. It's not written. For Hilchas Shabbos, if you'll do that on Shabbos, it's not kosev. Forget it's not kosev. It's not considered written. Why is it considered that you have now a kosher yitke vavke in your Sefer Torah? Now, in the Gemara, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Haresha Yitzorich Lichtev Es Hashem, if a person was supposed to write Hashem's name, V'niskaven Lichtev Yehuda, and he mistakenly thought he's supposed to write Yehuda, V'tah, he made another mistake. V'lehitl Beidalit, he forgot to put the Dalit in. So he has a Yitke Vavke, not Lishma. Maver Olav Kulmas Lamakacha, you take the pen and you write again, and you have in mind the Kedusha, and then it's good. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's no good. There's a dilemma in the Gemara whether the Ein Hashem in Amufchur is because it's not Ksav, or Rabbi Achar Bar Yaakov says no, it's only a problem in Hilchas Sefer Torah because of Zekei Levan Vei. According to Rabbi Achar Bar Yaakov, the plot thickens. Rabbi Achar Bar Yaakov says even for a Sefer Torah it's only a problem, even like the Chachomen, because it's not Zekei Levan Vei. Mashma that for all other Ksiva halachic applications, it's considered ksiva. Why is it considered a ksiva? According to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Achar Bar Yaakov, according to everybody, you have a written Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? It's dioy, al gabi dioy. This is a kasha that all the Rishonim ask. It's a bomba kasha. This is a heavy kasha to deal with. It's a mishnah that dioy al gabi dioy is not mechal Shabbos. And it's not considered ksiva. Why for the Sefer Torah is it kasha? Tosfos by us on Daf Yutes says a big yisoid. Not all the Rishonim agree to him, but let's first discuss Tosfos' yisoid. Tosfos says dioy al gabi dioy is not ksav. The second layer has no significance. But by that Sefer Torah, since that first layer of Yud Kei Vav Kei was not written lishmo, and on that second layer you injected lishmo, so there was a special addition when you wrote that second layer. I know it's black on black, and color-wise, you haven't added anything. But you've added something. You've added lishma. You've made the Sefer Torah kosher. You've done something. You've accomplished. Therefore, it's considered a ksiva. That's the Yesod Tosfos says. And Tosfos says, that's why it's a good Sefer Torah. Because you've added lishma. And then Tosfos does something very interesting. Tosfos says, so why does the Mishnah say in Masechet Shabbos that ksav al gabi ksav is potter? It's not always true. What would be if on Shabbos you had a Sefer Torah in such a scenario that there was a Yudkei Vavkei not lishma, and then you would rewrite it? In such a case, it should be Chil Shabbos because you wrote. And the Mishnah doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah just says ksav al gabi ksav is potter. Tosfos takes this to issue, and he says, as a doichik, we'll have to say that the Mishnah is not referring to such a case when there was a Sefer Torah with a Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because otherwise, we should have a case, in such a case, it should be Chilul Shabbos also. That's what Tosfos says. And a lot of the Achroinim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Menchas Chinuch, other Gedolei Achroinim, they ask. They say this is a vicious circle that doesn't end. They ask, one second. A person has Shabbos afternoon a Sefer Torah with a Yud Kei Vav Kei that's written incorrectly. It was not lishma. He goes and takes the ink and he writes Yud Kei Vav Kei a second time, and now he does it lishma. Did he write? And I'm going to ask you now. Is that Sefer Torah kosher? And was he mechal Shabbos? There's a circle here. On two accounts. First of all, someone who's mechal Shabbos is not kosher to write a Sefer Torah. He's a mummer. He's a rasha. His Sefer Torah is not kosher. His lishma is no good. I'll also introduce the concept of kol mokayim de omer rachmana loy savid he ovid loy mahani. Whenever the Torah says not to do something, it won't work. Now this is a sugi in Tmura, which I don't want to go to at length, but suffice it to say that according to a lot of Achroinim, this concept of kol mokayim de omer rachmana loy savid he ovid loy mahani means if by saying loy mahani will save you that it's not the avera, we'll say that it's loy mahani. So now think what we have here. This fellow just wrote a Yud Kei Vav Kei on Shabbos. It was black on black, but he had in mind lishma.
Oh, it was Lishma.
So even though it was black on black, but he's done something. He's made a Sefer Torah kosher. So it's a ksiva. Oh, it's a ksiva? So he was Mechal Shabbos. He was Mechal Shabbos, so his Lishma is no good, because he's a Mumar, he's a Rasha. And also, if the Torah said not to do it, he Oved Loi Mahani. So therefore, it won't be kosher, and he hasn't done anything. Oh, he hasn't done anything. So then he's not a Mechal Shabbos. So then his Lishma is good. So we can go on forever. And it's a big question in the Acharonim. How should this circle end? Should we end it? And can we, Tanz of Beit HaChasmas, can we have our rope at both ends? That the Sefer Torah will be kosher and he won't be a Mechal Shabbos to boot? Can that be pulled off? It's not Pashit. It will never end the circle. But that's what's Mashmi in Tosis. If Tosis had to go say that the Mishnah that says Ksav Agav Ksav is Potter is in all scenarios except when this person wrote a Lishma on a Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Mashmi in Tosis that yes, the Sefer Torah will be kosher and he's a Mechal Shabbos. How does that happen? That's a question of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Menchus Chinuch. But that's what they ask on Tosfos. Not all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. Not all the Rishonim agree with this idea that when you add Lishma, black on black, suddenly is a Ksav. They say, no, black on black is not a Ksav. So why was it good for Sefer Torah? Either they say that maybe it's good for Sefer Torah, and it's a Ksiva for Ksiva Sefer Torah, but for Hilchas Shabbos, it needs more. Black on black is not for Hilchas Shabbos considered good, because you need Malechas Machshavas. And I'm getting dizzy already with this idea, what we're using Malechas Machshavas for. Is it more of a reason to be Chayiv on Shabbos, or less of a reason? In the Rambam, we've seen that by Dioel Gavi Sikra, even if in other places it's forgotten, it's no good. But for Shabbos, there's a Malechas Machshavas here. And for Dioel Gavi Dioel, we're suddenly saying the opposite. That it might be, yeah, a good ksiva for Sefer Torah, but for Shabbos it's not a Malachas Machshavas. And the solution is so simple. By black on red, when there is a difference. So there, Malachas Machshavas says, look, there's a difference, you've done something. So there, even if it's not ksiva in other issues for Hilchas Shabbos, we'll take the cake, it's going to be a Malacha. But when it's black on black, there's no, there ain't nothing there. So there, it could be the Svara that Hilchas Shabbos, it would be worse. So that's how the Rishonim get out of it. One of the Rishonim even mentioned, maybe it's a doichik, that the mission of Ksav al Gabi Ksav is only going when it was Sikra al Gabi Dioi. Like a cop-out, that really Dioi al Gabi Dioi is yeah, Ksiva, for Sefer Torah and for Shabbos. Ksav al Gabi Ksav is specifically when it was Sikra al Gabi Dioi. It's very not mashma in the Mishnah like that. And there are various other terutzim in the Rishonim, or they say the Mishnah is only going like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's how they try to get out of it. But let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos introduced this idea that if you add Lishma, then black on black could be a ksiva. I want to pose a question. What does Tosfos mean? That black on black is a ksiva when there's Lishma added. There's different ways of putting this question down on the table, but let's put it down like this. A chakira. Did I inject Lishma into the first layer, and I now have the first layer is the ksiva? Or no, is it the upper layer? That even though it's black on black, so I haven't done anything, the upper layer is the ksiva? Or is it both together? It becomes one big happy family. The both layers together is the ksiva. There are numerous repercussions to this chakira. Let's just touch on a few of them. Reb Chaim brings a Sefer HaTrumas. Sefer HaTrumas wants to know, if someone wrote a get chok toiches. It was written Lishma. And let's assume that could be considered Lishma. But he didn't write it. He blotched a whole bunch of ink on a paper and then carved out the words of the get. It's not a good get, because it's chok toiches. And it was black. It was dioi. What would be if now you wrote again on that chok toiches a second coding? will I have the same idea as Baal Shema? And the Sefer HaTshuva says it's no good. And Rav Chaim explains, because Lishma, you injected the Lishma into that first coating. The first coating was a good ksiva, but it didn't have Lishma. By rewriting Lishma, I injected Lishma into the first coating. And that's why it's good. But by Chok Toiches, the first coating was no good because it's an indirect writing. By rewriting a second time, I still have gone nowhere. The upper layer is not a ksav, it's ksav al gabi ksav. The lower layer is remained as an indirect ksav. You can't inject directness into an indirect ksav. You can inject lishma. You can't inject the non-choktoiches quality into the ksav. If you learn that when you have added something, the upper layer is the ksav, in spite of the fact that there was already ink there, then we pulled it off. We now have a kosher get. We now have a kosher get. This question also comes relevant to a marsha by us. The Gemara discusses, right, on the bottom of your testament, Aleph, what if you have Edom that don't know how to write? So it says you bring other Edom that do know how to write. I guess those Edom are Kroivim. They themselves can't be the Edom. And they're Makaron Lehem Niyar Chalak. You prepare for them a scratched out form of the Chasima. And then they just fill it in. Fill in the blank. The Machloikis Rishonim exactly what this means. Tosis discusses it on the test. It's interesting that the Yerushalmi Tosis brings on the test, questions this Eitzah, and says, V'haliksav Rishonahu. And there's a question, what does that Yerushalmi mean? V'haliksav Rishonahu. Others say it means, it's not the handwriting of these people, it's the handwriting of the first guy who's not a kosher aid. It's a fellow named Reuven who knows how to write, and he writes Shimon's name, but it's Reuven's handwriting. It's the wrong handwriting. You won't be able to recognize the signatures. But the Karban Eid in the Yerushalmi says, no, it's a problem of ksav al gabi ksav. The first layer is already there. It's ksav al gabi ksav. But the Gemara is discussing various ways how you can have a form of the signature, and then these people who are going to sign are going to write in that form in a way that it's not ksav al gabi ksav. Ask the Marsha. Why do you have to look for all these solutions with Aver and Shochar and Makaron Lehem the Archola carving out the paper? Let the first people sign with Dioi or with Sikra, or but they didn't write it with Shema. Those are not real signatures. They were only writing the other person's name and had not had in mind to make this a kosher get. When the second fellow comes and he's going to sign over that, why is it a problem of ksav al gabi ksav? He's now added something. He's made the get kosher. He's made the avis into an avis. He's added lishma into this get. Why does the Gemara have a question at all of how you prepare a get when the only edim available don't know how to write? Let the people who do know how to write write it with sikra or dioi, and then the edim will come and rewrite it, and it's not a problem of ksav al gabi ksav, like we've seen by Sefer Torah. They added lishma. The Marsha remains with the question. He says, our Gemara is going according to the Shita that can't be done. He works out the names. The Maharam Shif and the Teres Gittin both suggest that the concept that when you add Lishma it's considered good by Sefer Torah is not that the second layer is good. It's that you injected Lishma into the first layer. You have not... There's no such thing as a layer of ink when there's already ink that the second layer is going to be a ksav. What worked for Sefer Torah was that you injected the lishma into the first layer. But for the get, that's no good. Then it's going to be ksav rishayno. It's the written word of the non-kosher eidim. That's why you cannot use this concept here. But the Marsha who did ask it, it's accepted to learn that the Marsha against the Maharam Shif and the Teres Gittin are arguing on this issue. Whether when you add lishma, have you injected lishma into the lower layer, or you've created a new entity, or just the second layer is good? The Marsha felt that you have now the second layer, even though it's dioi al gabi dioi, is considered a ksiva because you've added lishma. Any questions? So forget, it should be an option. The Maharam Shif and Teres Gittin suggests no, it's only an injection of the lower level. You added lishma into it. And for a Sefer Torah now, the Yud Kei Vav Kei has lishma injected into it. But for Gittin, it won't help. And that's why the Gemara had to look for other solutions as to the get can remain kosher. The Gemara about Sefer Torah, when you wrote the Yudkei Vavkei, you wrote that Yudkei Vavkei the first time, not Lishma. So you rewrite it by injecting Lishma now. The Hagoyis Maimini in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah has a question. How do you have a right to rewrite the Yudkei Vavkei on that first Yudkei Vavkei? You're erasing the first Yudkei Vavkei. That first Yudkei Vavkei that wasn't written with the proper Kavana. I know you're re-giving a new coding, and the new coding counts. But what's the heter to erase the lower coding? The Hagoyis Maimini comes to the conclusion that any Yudkei Vavkei that is written not Lishma doesn't have the Isra of Mechikas Shem. It's not usher to erase a Yudkei Vavkei if it wasn't written Lishma. You could even just erase it. Not everyone agrees with him. There are various ways out. One is, you know, it's funny, why did the Gemara give a case when this fellow made a double whammy mistake? He thought he's supposed to write Yehuda, and he also forgot the Dalet. Just say a fellow wrote a Yudkei Vavkei, but he didn't have the proper intentions. It could be, because if a person wrote a Yudkei Vavkei and just didn't have the proper intentions, then you can't use the solution of rewriting. It's Mechikas Shem. And it is Otzer to be Mechik. But over here, where this person was so far from having in mind to write Hashem's name, he was really writing, it wasn't just that he wrote a Yudkei Vavkei without the Kavanas. He thought he's writing Yehuda. Then, and only then, and that's why the Gemara picks such an example, do you have this solution of rewriting it. That's one way out of Dagoyis Maimini. The Arsameach suggests that Dagoyis Maimini isn't even coming from here. You know, we're missing the beginning of the Brisa. There's another Tan in the Brisa who says that if you wrote a Yudkei Vavkei incorrectly, you could just erase it and rewrite it. And that's where Dagoyis Maimini is breathing his point. Not from a case where you're rewriting on a Yudkei Vavkei. Rav Chaim, though, wants to come at a different angle. When you have that Yudkei Vavkei, and now you added another layer with Lishma, who says it's Mechikas Shem? Who says you've erased anything? If you learn that Dyoil Gabi Dyoil, let's go back for a minute and we have to discuss something. Dyoil Gabi Dyoil is Hutter on Shabbos, not when you had Kavanah Lishma. A simple, it said Reuven, and you went on Shabbos and you wrote Reuven again on those same letters, black on black. No Chiyuv for Shabbos. It's not Kaisiv, it's not Moifik. Reb Chaim clears. It's not Kaisiv, because black on black is not Kaisiv. Why is it not Moifik? You've erased the lower layer. You can clear. One way is, no, you haven't written, you haven't erased. It's just, it is what it is. It's thicker. It's a thicker coating. There was no Mechikadon, there was no Ksivadon. But it's not Poshet. Reb Chaim suggests a novel approach. He says, whenever you do Dyoil Gabi Dyoil, you have in fact erased the lower level. And you should be chayiv for Shabbos. You know why you're not chayiv on Shabbos? Because by Shabbos you're only chayiv if it's moichik al menas lichtoiv. Otherwise it's makalkel. And since Dyoil Gabi Dyoil is not koisev, so therefore it's not moichik either, because it's not a moichik al menas lichtoiv. But for other issues, it's considered mechika. It's considered mechika for other issues. It's only for Hilchot Shabbos that it's not Moichik. But for other issues, such as Mechikas Shem, it's considered Moichik. And that's how he explains that Gois Maimon is right. By Yudkei Vavkei, you are erasing the Yudkei Vavkei. It's irrelevant if you're adding a new layer or not. Mechika it is, you've erased the lower level. In Shabbos also, you were Moichik at the lower level. You weren't Chayiv in Shabbos only because it wasn't a Moichik Al Menas Lichtoiv. This has other applications. If a person's tefillin are getting faded out a little bit, it's not so pushy you can rewrite, just give it another coding. What about the fact that you're being moichik at the lower level? This wasn't when the Yudkei Vavkei was not Lishma. The Yudkei Vavkei was the Lishma. It's fading out a little bit. It's still kosher, but it's fading out. You want to give it a new coding. It's not so pushy. You're being moichik a shame. If you say that Yoel Gabi Dyoy is not a mechikas shame, it's not moichik, it's not moichik, but if it's moichik, just the Hilchot Shabbos, it's not moichik of an aslichta, that might be a problem. This led to a very interesting story in Brisk. A fellow had a get that was written Lishma with Dyoy. That was written with Dyoy. Lishma with all the Hidurim. and he didn't like the way it looked. I don't know what he was thinking. He rewrote the entire get with a new coding of D'oy. It wasn't Lishma this time. Now, is the get good? There's the lower coding of Lishma underneath. But he now has a second coding of non-Lishma. Now remember, it's D'oy al gavi D'oy. D'oy al gavi D'oy is not considered writing. When you add Lishma, it's considered writing. Here you didn't add Lishma, you added non-Lishma. That's not going to make it or break it. But if you go with the tzad that Rav Chaim had, that's where the story happened. That by D'oy al gavi D'oy, it is moichik. It's always moichik. You've erased the lower level. It's just not koisiv. You're not chayiv on Shabbos because it's missing the quality of moichik al manas lichtayv. But moichik it is. So this guy doesn't have a get. I mean, you're looking at it, it looks like a get. There's nothing there. It's a totally erased paper. There's nothing there. You used to have a get there. Your get was erased. It wasn't rewritten, but it was erased. It's gone. It's black on black. It looks like it, but it's not there. It's been erased. Now, this is a novel chiddush, because you could have said, no, if ksav agav ksav, nothing happened, it's still there. But Rav Chaim felt, had a tzad, that no, it's considered you erased it. Just for Hilchus Shabbos, since you haven't written, it's not, it's mekalkel, it's moichik amanas lichtayv, but it's erased. So it wasn't so pashut. Then came the Chochams, and they wanted to say, fine, write a third coding now, again Lishma. Are we covered for sure now? Or maybe there's still a problem. I leave this to you. Maybe there's still a problem. That middle coding, the non-Lishma middle coding, maybe ruins it here. Now there's a Hafsoka, but it's there, and I... What will you tell me? But you've added Lishma. We know when you add Lishma. Yeah, but if adding Lishma is just the injecting into it, here it's worse. There was the non-Lishma there on the bottom. I leave that for you. What would be with the third coding on the get? That's an interesting question. Now, there's another question over here. Like this. A wrap-up to Ksav Agav Ksav. Something interesting. It doesn't look like this is a Ksav Agav Ksav topic, but let's see if we can bring in Ksav Agav Ksav to this. A get has to be written bitolosh. It's the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph. A get has to be written when it's not mechubar. Now, what of the get has to be written bitolosh when it's already detached, not mechubar? The Ksiva or the Chasima? It's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah over here says, Rabbi Yehuda poisel ad shetekzi vosoi v'chasimosi betolish. Rabbi Yehuda says the get is possible unless the ksiva and the chasima was done when it was tolish. This is, goes to a question. It's a lengthy sugya on Daf Dalet. It's not for one day, Daf Dalet, but on Daf Dalet, the Gemara is discussing who's the shita that needs the funny nechtav and the funny nechtam lishma. Either just the ksiva needs lishma or just the chasima. So the Gemara says, we found the shita, Rabbi Yehuda. He says that the get has to be ksiva and chasima bitolish. Neither the ksiva or the chasima can be done the mechover. And that's a parallel. So for lishma also, Rabbi Yehuda will of course require that the ksiva and the chasima needs to be done lishma. Simple enough. Tosfos on Daf Dalet has a one-liner question over there. Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to tell us that the ksiva and the chasima has to be done betolish? If the ksiva was already done betolish, so it's already detached, so obviously, chronologically, you can't sign the get before it's written, the chasima is also done betolish. So why did Rabbi Yehuda stress the ksiva and the chasima need tolish? It's enough to say the ksiva needs tolish, meaning the Tanakhama has said just the chasima needs tolish. Rabbi Yehuda should add, no, the ksiva needs tolish as well. But what's the purpose of saying you need ksiva and chasima? If the ksiva is already detached, the chasima is detached. Now, the truth is, the teretz is simple. It's negeya for lishma. Mechubar is not the only halach in get. It was important for Rabbi Yehuda to stress that he has a kpeda, that the kosav law, as opposed to Rav Meir, that the Kosovla just means Chasima, or Rav Elezer, that it just means Ksiva, he wants to bring out his point, that the Kosovla means both. So for Lishma, you need both. By Mechubra, you're right, it's a technicality. If the Ksiva requires Lishma, then it's irrelevant. But that's Tosis' question. Tosis gives a teretz, that he has a case. You wrote the get bitolish, when it was detached, then you planted it. You replanted it, you waited, not only the Shrisha, you waited till it rooted firmly in the ground, and then you told the egg and sign it while it's attached. Had Rabbi Yehuda only said that the ksiva needs to be done betalish, then it wouldn't be a problem. The ksiva was done betalish. The chesima, okay, it was already replanted. That's why Rabbi Yehuda had to tell you, no, the ksiva and the chesima have to be done when it's detached. That's what Tosfos says. Now here's an einfal. I have a different teretz to Tosfos kasha. Maybe. You wrote a get when it was attached, and you signed it when it was attached, and the entire get was done while it was mechuber. It was done l'shma, it was done with the proper ink, with all the kavanas, but there was one problem only. It was done when it was mechuber. No good. Of course it's no good. The ksiva and the chesima was done b'mechuber. It's no good. But now, someone's going to come and say, I have a solution. Rewrite the get. Just the ksiva. Just do the dioy al gabi dioy just on the ksiva. Had Rabbi Yehuda only said that the ksiva needs to be tolish, now it's good. By rewriting a new coding, even though it's dioy al gabi dioy, but I've done something, I've made the get kosher. Now, of course, if you understand that adding l'shma is an injection, it's not that the upper coding is considered a ksiva, but you've injected l'shma. L'shma is something you can inject into the ksav. The quality of not being mechubar, I don't know if that's doable. But if you learn the other way, that when you've added something, when you've enhanced it, the upper layer or both together are considered a ksav. So here, I've pulled it off. I have a get, and the ksiva is done betalish. Had Rabbi Yehuda not insisted that the chesima also needs to be betalish, it would have sufficed, after this entire get was written and signed by mechubar, to uproot it and just rewrite it. That's why Rav Yehuda has to go and say, no, the ksiva and the chasima have to be done betalish. But again, it's not so pasha this solution. First of all, I don't know if a new coding of mechuber counts. L'shmo, we've discussed other svaras. Also, there's a catch over here. Even if you'll assume that only ksiva needs to be done betalish, the chasima doesn't need to be done betalish, we don't mind. I don't know if it will be kosher if you rewrote it betalish and you didn't rewrite the signatures. Those signatures were signed on the lower level. There are no chasima to the upper level. If you re-sign it also, maybe then it's good. Maybe then you have to get involved in the case with the three layers. But even if you'll say that only the ksiva doesn't have to be tolish, there's still no signature. And that could be maybe why Tosfos on Daf Dalet didn't want to suggest our teretz, and he came onto the other teretz of that you replanted the get.